As the state legislature begins work on the upcoming fiscal year budget, the debate over education funding continues. Governor Rick Snyder has proposed $1.4 billion for higher education, with colleges and universities to be rewarded for keeping tuition rates down and funding to be tied to graduation rates. It's a proposal likely to further stress already tight budgets of institutions of higher learning in Michigan. Our guest this morning should know, Dr. Susan Martin is the president of Eastern Michigan University. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Well, does Governor Snyder's budget proposal for higher education reflect his stated desire to strengthen Michigan's university system and therefore grant better opportunity and success to students?
Well, it's a very positive small first step compared to what we heard last year, which was a 15% permanent reduction in funding for the public universities. That was a permanent reduction of $216 million, $11.4 million for Eastern, which forced us to have job reduction on campus. 75 positions, 38 of those had people in them. That was the way we got our budget back together. And it's a great first step to see some increase for the first time in many, many years in higher education funding. But for Eastern, they're only recommending $1.5 million, and this is not permanent increases. This is one-time money.
And, it would depend on a further budget surplus in ensuing years for any more money to be applied to higher education.
Correct. And, you know, over the past several years, we've lost $1 billion in funding for the public universities, and families and students have felt the pain of higher tuition increases. Now, we've done tuition restraint, even zero 1 year, only increasing tuition over the past 3 years, $20 a credit, while investing in the campus, $200 million in facilities. A lot of those academic facilities, our largest classroom building with the help from the state of Michigan. But still, it's been very difficult for us, and the tuition restraint reward is not for past performance. It's only for the current year. So we're hoping that they will reconsider that as we talk to the legislature, rewarding past tuition restraint in these terrible times.
Let's assume that it goes through as proposed, which would not include past restraint. What kind of limitations does that put on you as a university? You're talking about a 3% increase in funding, $1.5 million, mm-hmm. and yet you would be limited in moving forward to raising tuition rates by 4%.
Well, then we're being punished for doing tuition restraint in the past, quite frankly.
And that doesn't work out for students, correct?
No, it is a clear message that if you did tuition restraint in the past, then you're not going to be rewarded. You're actually going to be punished under the new formula.
There is also another component of this in which Governor Snyder seeks to tie funding to graduation rates. And is that something that is workable for Eastern Michigan University? Because you really can't compare Eastern to institutions like the University of Michigan or Michigan State University.
Well, Michigan is fortunate in that we've invested for generations in having a very competitive mix of different universities that serve different needs, and we complement each other very well. This formula includes degrees produced, though, and we're pleased to see that, not graduation rates. In other words, the number of degrees you produce. And so that means that we would be rewarded for students that transfer in from community college or come back later in life. So it's the undergraduate degrees produced, and then another reward for degrees in certain fields like science, technology, math, health, etc. So that's very positive, rather than using the IPED's graduation rates, which some refer to as a benchmark.
So then doesn't enrollment and retention become even more important than in past years?
It does, and it's what we need to do to improve advising and help people get through in a timely manner to produce those degrees. Michigan needs more college degrees.
And let's explore, what is a timely manner? According to the Eastern ECO, of the students beginning college in 2005 here at Eastern Michigan University, just under 40% graduated in 6 years. Of the students who began in 2007, less than 12.5% graduated in 4 years. Would you be penalized for those rates?
No. This will reward us on the number of degrees produced. Now, keep in mind those graduation rates you're talking about are the incoming freshmen, okay,
right,
that are 18 years old. That this year we had about 2,100 of those, and actually half of our incoming students are not incoming freshmen. They are transfers, students with some college but no degree. So half of our incoming students are from community colleges, had some credit somewhere else and come to us, and we would get rewarded for those students as well under this measure.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Morning Edition. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the president of Eastern Michigan University, Dr. Susan Martin. You just brought up community colleges. Another challenge for four-year universities is a measure that would allow community colleges to offer some four-year degrees in a limited number of fields. You went to Lansing last month and testified before the Senate Education Committee, standing in firm opposition to that proposal. Why?
Well, because Eastern is a leader in working with community colleges. We have 116 articulation agreements where we accept 84 to 92 credits. That's 3 years worth of work at a community college toward a degree at Eastern. We don't see a need for it. There's capacity in the public universities. And we just talked about how brutal the reductions in funding have been for the 15 public universities. Why would we add 28 more four-year universities? The culinary arts degree being proposed for Schoolcraft Community College is a partner with us since 2003. We've had an agreement with them where we accept all of their culinary arts credits, pastry one, pastry two, 91 credits toward the 124 credits to the degree, and I just extended that.
So a transfer student has literally only 2 years left to graduate.
One. Yeah, and we just extended that to 2013. Where is the need? And when we've brutally cut the public four-year universities now, why would we add more?
It is also your contention that a student going to a community college for a four-year degree would end up paying more than if attending Eastern Michigan University?
Yeah, it's interesting. The reports show that. And why is that? Because actually community colleges do a great role and we're great partners with them. But they don't produce degrees at the same rate that the public universities do. So their cost to degree is about $68,000. Ours is about $56,000, $57,000.
And yet the public perception is that due to higher rates of tuition per credit hour, it is much more expensive to go to a four-year university.
And it's not true, especially when you can partner with Eastern. You can do 3 years at the community college and then come to us and finish up in the last year.
Well, Washtenaw Community College had said in the past that it did not plan to move forward and offer four-year degrees, even if this measure passed. But you've already mentioned collaborations with other institutions. Would those collaborations be harmed?
I think they would be harmed. And, we would have to re-examine, for example, at Jackson Community College, we offer an RN to BSN completion cohort on that campus. They don't even have to come to Eastern, and we'd certainly withdraw those resources and put them back into our nursing programs here on campus.
Well, let's take a final question here. As you look forward to the challenges that we've highlighted today, how healthy is the Eastern Michigan University budget going to be moving into fiscal 2013 and beyond?
Well, right now we're about 1% off in our budget, about $3 million, and we're working hard to find that. That's just as you do at home. If the furnace goes out, you got to figure out what to do, and we look at every dollar. I approve every position we post. So, for example, in my cabinet, I had a special assistant to the president. That person resigned, and I'm eliminating that position. That saves about $130,000. That's what you do. You get there a dollar at a time, just like you do at home. And we're working to begin building our budget recommendation for the board and getting their input at this next meeting next week. And we'll work very carefully. It'll be a very tight budget next year because, as we've talked, we're not getting much of an increase, it appears, from the state. And we have costs on campus. We have a lot more buildings to renovate. We have faculty to hire. We have things to do. So it'll be a challenging time. But I know everybody will pull together on this campus, and our community will support us, and we'll continue to offer a great quality education and opportunity here at Eastern.
Well, why don't we take occasion to visit once again after you've made the budget presentation to the Board of Regents, and we'll cover how that's going to move forward.
Thank you so much, David.